This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think for me, if you would, about the biggest downtown area near you. Now, think about how it's recovering, or depending on where it is, maybe not recovering from the pandemic. People moving out, workers staying home. Well, you all know the drill. The reason I ask is that each downtown area looks to be bouncing back a little bit differently. Nashville has basically seen a full recovery. San Francisco's still got some challenges, just to pick two. Those are among the findings of a new report from Philadelphia's Center City District, analyzing the economic rebound in the 26 biggest downtown districts in this country. Of those 26, five were in Texas, whence Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall picks up the story.
When it comes to downtown recovery, the mix of employment is crucial.
There are cities, and San Antonio is one of them, which have a very, very high rate of jobs and industries in the hospitality, tourism, and entertainment.
Paul Levy is CEO of Philadelphia's Center City District, which wrote the report on downtown recovery.
Those cities have the highest rate of worker returns.
That's because you can't serve up frozen margaritas or entertain tourists on a Riverwalk boat tour from home. Dave Peterson with the Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce says it was locals who first returned to the city's walkable outdoor destinations.
We are seeing that more regular tourism now follow on the heels of the local return.
But further north in Dallas, downtown is more corporate, says Jennifer Scripps with Downtown Dallas, Inc.
We are the second largest concentration of financial services jobs in the country behind New York.
She says just 70% or so have returned to downtown offices. But tourists are back and spending more.
Everybody who's coming is shopping and having a spa treatment and dining.
She says Dallas is reinventing itself into a more walkable, attractive city to appeal to both residents and visitors. 240 miles south on I-45 in Houston, worker traffic is reminiscent of the oil bust days of the 1980s, which hollowed out downtown, says Central Houston Inc. CEO Chris Larson.
It's a comparable type of strain on the office market, you know, which creates the need for so many other destination-enhancing amenities.
He says while Astros games have been a huge draw, there's a need to make downtown a place people choose to go to for other reasons. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.